Hi, darling. Did you sleep well? You suddenly woke up. Is everything okay? Yes. I am a vampire. What gave it away? Me drinking from your pretty thigh? I would never harm you. Take too much blood. I was just so hungry. And you looked so yummy. Come here. Relax and let me embrace you. There we go. Doesn't that feel better? Oh, you're struggling so much. But it's futile, my love. You don't need to escape. You are perfectly safe. As I said, I'd never harm you. I need you. I love you. And I'm going to dote on you. Take care of you. And love you. Until you feel safe and secure. I know it's confusing. I know you're confused. Finding out that your wife is one of the vampires you hunt. This all must be a shock for you. But it's okay, sweetie. You are okay. You are safe and loved. You can set your vampire hunting ways aside and let me take charge. What am I going to do to you? I'm going to do what I always do when you discover my true nature. I'm going to show you a good time. I'm going to seduce you, tease you, arouse you, until the only thing you can think of is to fuck me all night long. You will experience the pleasure only a vampire can offer. Oh, you don't believe me. You think I can't make your whole body tingle with these hands. You think I can't make you drool over my nice, bouncing breasts. Looking away will not help. I can see you getting hard. I can hear your heartbeat getting faster. Ba-dum, 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 ba-dum. Your body is already showing how much you want me. It's okay. Give in. Embrace your love for me. No need to be embarrassed. We're lovers. It's normal that you'd get aroused by me. Still afraid? Afraid of what I'll do to you? Or perhaps how much you'll love it? You say you don't like it, but you keep stealing glances at me. You can resist all you want. Sooner or later, your feelings for me will overcome it. You don't believe me? Then let me show you. Already having difficulty containing your moan. Stop hiding those sweet sounds from me. I want to hear how good my love feels. I know it's hard for you to admit the love you're feeling. But that doesn't matter. What matters is how it feels. And once you accept those feelings, the admission will come naturally. You're putting up a defiant exterior, but I know you're already warming up to vampires. It's obvious. In the past, you were more combative. You'd reach for your weapons or try to flee, all in an attempt to escape my clutches. However, if I let you go now... Oh, you don't try to do any of that. You don't reach for the steak on your nightstand. You don't get out of the bed and escape. You just lay there, waiting for my touch. Oh, you're whimpering so meekly. You're too flustered to speak. Oh, your cheeks are so flushed with blood. Well, if you're not using your mouth, I might as well. Your lips taste even better than your blood. I simply can't get enough of it. Yes. Let your hands wander over my body. Getting shy again. There's really no need to withdraw those soft hands. Sweetie, there is nothing to be afraid of. Your body is just reacting the way it wants to. So put those hands back where they want to be. Now that's a lot better, isn't it? Oh, my. Your hands are very eager. I cannot get enough of my breasts. And that's okay. That's what my breasts are for. For you to squeeze and enjoy them. You know just how to make a lady happy. I love everything you're doing to me, darling. You're making my cold heart pound in pleasure. It's time I return the favor. I knew you'd like that. My hands wrapping around your shaft. It's nice and hard for me. You're still keeping those moans in, but you can't hide the pleasure you're feeling. Every time my hand goes up and down, that ecstatic smile on your face gets a bit wider. All your objections are getting caught in your throat. No matter how hard you try, you can't say no to this. Me jerking you off feels far too good. You don't want this to stop, even if you cannot admit that to yourself. That's better, darling. You don't need to try and stop this. Just enjoy the ride. I'll make it easier for you. Look into my eyes. No need to look away, sweetie. I'm not going to hypnotize you. Trust me. You can look into my eyes. There we go. Tell me. What do you see? Is it one of the monsters? or your loving wife. That's right. I'm your wife. I'll always be your wife, and I'll never stop loving you. So let all thoughts of vampires leave your mind. We can deal with that later. At this moment, we are just two lovers doing what lovers do best. Yes, hubby. Relax and enjoy this feeling. You don't need to be on guard. You can let yourself go. I'm here to fulfill your lewdest desires. Good. Lay back for me now. Focus on my hand as it strokes your cock up and down. You're getting so excited. There's already pre-cum on your tip. You're squeezing my chest so tightly. If you want me to go faster, all you have to do is ask. Oh, good, darling, good. Let out those moans for me. Show me what my strokes do to you. Ah, oh, I love that look on you. That loving look, almost begging me for more. The faster I go, the more desperate that look gets. Let the pleasure overwhelm you. Focus only on my hand as I keep stroking you more and more. It's all for you, darling. These hands are here to drive you to the edge, to make you come. I can feel you getting closer to the edge. You cannot handle me jerking you faster and faster. You want release. You need to release. Nearly there. Oh, I'll count you down, sweetie. Get ready to come. On three. 3, 2, 1. Now. Come for me. Let out all those sweet love juices. That's a good boy. You're releasing all of those pent-up feelings. All the love you've tried to hide away. It has all come out. And that's just how I like it. You're not scared anymore. In fact, you seem to love this. Me embracing you, comforting you while you catch your breath. It's all okay, sweetie. I'm here to hold you. You can ask me whatever you want. My goal is simple. There is this sexy, amazing man that I am head over heels in love with. I want to spend eternity with him. But he's scared of vampires. So, I am warming him up to the idea of becoming a vampire. And each day, I see his fear fade a little more. Someday soon he will realize that this is the best decision he could make. Well, yes, it would be simpler to turn you forcefully. With a little hypnosis, you wouldn't even be able to put up a resistance. But I don't want to do that. I don't want to take away your autonomy. I want a partner, not a brainwashed puppet. You'll be a beautiful, happy, independent vampire. Nothing like the blood-sucking parasites you hunt. I'd be skeptical too in your shoes. But from your point of view, I'm your enemy. But that could not be further from the truth. We've been on the same side ever since you became a hunter. This symbol of your order, it is our clan's symbol. We've been working with you from the shadows. While you hunt our enemies during the day, we fight them at night. Of course we want those vampires gone. They treat humans as prey, only to be hunted or dominated. Our clan has not lost touch with humanity. We live among humans and have human friends and lovers. We'd never consider making you cattle. Why is our clan different from other vampires? It's because we have such close connection with humans. All of us have at least a few friends, and most of us have a human lover. Or had a human lover. Because plenty have turned their partner. Other vampire clans isolate themselves from humans, or keep them imprisoned like cattle. No need to worry about your fellow hunters. They are in the same position as you. They are also being seduced by their vampiric partner. In time, nearly all of them will also embrace our gift. Yes, you could say we have a thing for vampire hunters. You're so ready to head into danger to protect your fellow man. There's just something so sexy about it. No, darling, I'm not afraid of hunters. Before you receive training from us, none of you have a chance against a vampire. Most of you attack at night and have difficulty not looking into our eyes. Luckily, on your first hunt, you went to my house. You are so cute. Trying to be heroic. But before you could draw your weapon, you were under my spell. It was at that moment I fell in love with you. I couldn't help but want to protect and care for a cutie like you. I knew that you belonged in my arms. Sweetie, I didn't do anything weird to you while you were in trance. I simply sent you to the hunter training our clan offers. Since then, I seduced you the old-fashioned way. Your feelings for me are all natural. I've only used my hypnosis to make you forget my vampiric nature. I made you forget for your own sake. Every day you know that I'm a vampire, you seem miserable. You try to leave, try to find a cure for me, or get paranoid that I've made you my brainwashed thrall. So, for your own peace of mind, I push the memories of my vampirism back into your subconsciousness. I don't want to see you suffer like that. It breaks my heart to see you in such pain. So I'm keeping these memories in your subconscious, where they gradually make your dislike for vampires fade away. And once you are ready, I'll let them come back to the surface. If you want to keep them, I won't erase your memories. But there is one condition. One that will let me stop you from feeling miserable. Obviously, that you let me fuck the shit out of you. Good boy. I knew you'd agree to that. You seem so eager for round two already. And I know exactly where to begin. I could never get enough of your lips. They are almost the most lovely part of you. But another part also needs some love. Wouldn't you agree? Oh my. It's already getting hard and I haven't reached it yet. Your shaft craves my attention, doesn't it? Now what to do with my favorite penis? How about this? Such a good boy. You're reacting so well for me. I love the taste of your cock. It feels so at home in my mouth. I know just how to drive you crazy. You can't get enough of my tongue. Especially when I lick from your base all the way up to the tip. It makes your manhood throb every time. There come the moans. How lovely. You've gotten so excited. You're not the only one. You've gotten me worked up too. I'm dripping for you, my love, and I cannot hold back anymore. I need you. I need your cock inside me. Fuck, your dick feels amazing inside me. It's hitting all the right spots. It makes me ecstatic riding you like this. Every time I pull your manhood deeper in me, I feel a new wave of pleasure. More. I need more. I'm going to milk you until we're both completely satisfied. So much pleasure. My pussy is on fire. I've got a hold of your shaft and I'm not letting go until it releases its delicious seed. I'm going to keep rocking my hips and pleasing your cock until you release. So good. You're so far in me. You're nearly hitting my G-spot. Let me just adjust. Yes, that's the spot. You're amazing. Are you feeling this crazy pleasure too, my darling? Does your cock feel wrapped up in my folds? Yes, exactly what I want you to feel. My pussy is meant to milk you. to squeeze your cock and give you so much pleasure that you come. And you're getting close. Your penis is begging for a release. Don't hold back, darling. Give in to the pleasure. Almost there. You've done so well for me, darling. Now let's come together. I will count us down. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Oh yes. Fuck, it feels so incredibly good. That was amazing, darling. You seem very at ease now. There is no trace of fear or anger left in your eyes. I can hardly believe it. This is what I dreamed of. You feeling calm and safe in my arms. In the arms of me, a vampire. That's the first time you've asked about being turned into a vampire. To answer your question, no, it does not hurt. At most, you might feel tired for a little while. I'm so proud of you, darling. It's very normal for hunters to fantasize about becoming a vampire. It's not easy to admit that. And I'm so glad that you share such secrets with me. I know that you still have reservations about turning, but in time, you'll overcome them. You'll realize that your fantasy can become reality. Yes, my love. I'll be with you. I'll help you through the whole process. And once it is done, we will be together forever. Of course, darling. We can pick this up tomorrow. For today, we can ignore the vampire stuff. We can simply stay in each other's arms. I love you too.